Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 105, where freedom lives. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. The Lord is the Spirit, not a representative, not a distant force doing work on your behalf from far away. The Lord Himself, where the Spirit of God is, and He is in you, believer, God is fully there. Not partially, not temporarily, fully. Paul writes this in a very specific moment. He's talking about a veil over the heart that keeps the word from opening, that keeps life feeling dim and heavy, that makes everything opaque. And he says, when the heart turns to Christ, that veil falls away. Scripture opens. Life begins to have light. Not because you got smarter, but because the Spirit is the Lord Himself, and He illuminates from the inside. And what does He bring when He comes? Freedom. Not dense religion, not a checklist to carry on your back while you live in fear of stumbling. Freedom, free children in the Father's house, because slavish fear does not belong where you are a son, where you are a daughter. The Spirit did not come to bind you. He came to loose you. Now, the verse that follows says something I keep coming back to, that we are being transformed from glory to glory as we behold the Lord. Look at that carefully. The transformation doesn't come from trying harder, monitoring yourself more, demanding more of yourself. It comes from looking at Him more. The more you behold the face of Christ, the more you begin to resemble Him. So look at Him more and at the mirror less. The mirror wears you out. He transforms you. And this freedom, I need you to hear this clearly, is not freedom to drift without direction. It's not permission to come undone. It's exactly the opposite. It's finally having the capacity to love genuinely, to serve without resentment, to obey without chains. Because when fear leaves, love comes in. And love does what obligation never could. But today, here is the call. Concrete. Real. Right now. Before breakfast. Before you pick up your phone and walk into the day. You're going to stop. And you're going to speak to God out loud. One area. Just one. That area where you feel bound. It might be a habit, a relationship, an anxiety, a shame you've been carrying for years. Name it, and then say out loud, Spirit of the Lord, bring freedom here. Not a whispered, embarrassed mumble, a declaration from a child who knows exactly who they're talking to. The Lord is the Spirit, and where He is, there is freedom. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.